coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It is a football Friday. And the excitement over Sunday's season opener against the Bengals continues to build. Heck, there are already tailgate parties going on, just like the one still in progress, and that we highly encourage you to join at the PNC Bank branch in Strongsville. And that's where we go right now to our own Jameer Howerton. Jameer?
Thanks, Vic. I'm now joined by Vice President of Marketing for the Cleveland Browns, Brett Reynolds. Brett, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Wow, what an atmosphere, Jameer. Thanks for having us. I love being on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and I am enjoying being out here in Strongsville at the PNC branch on Royalton Road. This is great.
It is great. It's the kickoff tailgate party, and there's a lot going on. We got kids playing cornhole. We're giving away hamburgers, hot dogs, Panera bread. I mean, everybody's out here today.
I mean, look at the atmosphere. You can tell that everybody's excited. We've got a huge weekend ahead of us. Of course, we're going to have the big game on Sunday, and that game is presented by PNC. And you hit it on the head. I mean, look at what's happening here. We've got our fan club out here, Browns backers. We've got the mobile. We've got a mobile van over there that has more players on it than I even think I know. And PNC is taking care of all of the Top Dog members that are coming out today. Normal price of that is $19.46, and they're picking it up.
You know, I love PNC because we do the PNC Play the Game on ClevelandBrowns.com, and they're just a great sponsor.
They are a great sponsor. They've been with us since the team has come back in 1999. They've been with us every step of the way, and this is a great relationship. And they are putting their money where the mouth is. They've got complimentary food and beverage for all the people out here. This party is going to be going on for a while, and we're encouraging people to come by.
They need to get down here by 7:30 before things wrap up. But, you know, there's going to be a lot going on. We're on the heels of the kickoff, and just tell fans that they need to be in their seats early on.
Well, that has been a message that we've been broadcasting loud and clear all day. It is a very special day. The National Football League will be taking all 8 1:00 games with a national simulcast of events to honor and tribute that of 9/11. So we're encouraging all fans to be in their seats by 12:30 and also be reminded that traffic could be a little difficult. There's some congestion that could happen as you make your way into downtown. So plan, get there early, and let's go Browns.
Let's go Browns. That's right. And Brett, thank you for your time, and thank you for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Back to you, Vic.
All right, exciting stuff out there at the PNC branch in Strongsville. Again, get out there, enjoy till 7:30 tonight. Great show lined up for you. Bernie Kosar is going to make his second visit of the week, and our roundtable, the first of our series of roundtable discussions throughout the regular season, is going to begin as well. We're going to have Jimmy Donovan, the one and only Jimmy Donovan, the voice of the Browns, with us. Doug Deacon, his partner in the radio booth. Tom Withers from Associated Press. That's going to be outstanding stuff. And our weekly fantasy segment, that's also going to be on as well. Our poll question today from the Browns official Facebook page: how confident are you that the Browns will open their season with a win? And why? Very confident, somewhat, or not very? Those are your choices. And also, real quick reminder that you can submit questions now for Ask Vic via text messaging. Very exciting about this new feature. Text messaging, just text your question to 78307, then listen to hear if your answer is read on the show. All right, coming up, Bernie Kosar on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home. All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA roadside assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0600. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now. 800-661-0600.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Alex Mack, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. As the center said, it is driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. And in the house, the guy who has his own song.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love it. Bernie Kosar with us now. Hey, Bird.
Hey, Vic, how you doing?
Doing well, man. Glad to
just
have you.
I'm just enjoying the tune there.
You got to. I know. You get lost in the tune. I do, too, every day. So, Bernie, season opener, it is upon us, virtually. As you think back to your career and season openers and the weight that they carry, I just keep going back and forth on this notion that we put so much on it, and this one will have, of course, that higher level of recognition because of 9/11 and when it falls and so forth. But in terms of its enormity or importance to the whole season, Bernie, how did you treat with that?
Well, I think you summed it up pretty good right there. The weight of it, because it's the first game, I think gets maybe a little disproportionate amount of attention and weight in comparison to the whole season. Marty Schottenheimer used to say it's just 1/16th, and it doesn't make or break the year. But I do think it definitely sets a tone, and because so much from a fan perspective, from a community perspective, and even from a player perspective, so much attention is paid to it, that there is, from a psychological standpoint, I think a little more weight to it than just 1/16th, because it does kind of set the atmosphere, set the personality of the rest of your season, at least the first half of the season.
When you look at this team with a first-year head coach in Pat Shurmur, a quarterback who is beginning his first full season as a starter, all those elements from the Browns' perspective, a team, again, that you watch closely through this preseason and doing your color analyst for WKYC's coverage. What do you see in terms of the Browns' overall readiness?
Well, I think from that standpoint, I think we're as ready as anybody. I think our preseason went better than expected. I think it's as much a health concern as who's come back from some of these injuries and who's from the health standpoint, who's ready to not just be out there, but be out there and, as Coach Shermer says, make plays and produce some of those game-changing plays. And that'll be something that, you know, obviously we're going to look for on Sunday at 1 o'clock, who's out there, but who's able to be out there and to significantly contribute to getting a W.
You know, the thing along the lines of those injuries that gets me a little concerned, I guess that's the right word, is when I look at the offensive line, I look at Tony Pachos, listed as doubtful, and really this has been a day-to-day situation with him, limited work and between no work and limited work with that ankle injury. How big of a problem does that potentially pose, Byrne?
Well, Vic, I think you're right on there. That's air. If we said tomorrow or today, Tony Pachos is going to play, initially, yeah, you'd be happy. But, you know, playing, and again, just to what we were talking about, playing and be able to go out there and play and contribute, make plays, and sometimes more importantly, not make bad plays. You know, that's to be determined. And, you know, Tony Pachos, is he going to be 95%? Is he going to be 75%? Cincinnati, albeit a lot of people are down on them for their preseason and for the upcoming season, they have invested a fair amount of high draft picks on their front seven, and the abilities for them to sometimes put pressure on the quarterbacks falls on the offensive line and Joe Thomas, the left tackle, who we feel comfortable with, and the Browns' right tackle. And if he's not out there or out there and not able to play at a high enough level of play, that could put undue duress on Colt McCoy and hurt the Browns' offense. Because, again, Muhammad Massaquai is coming back. He's looked solid in practice this week, but practice and game shape are two different things. And is he going to be able to quickly make that transition and be on the same timing field with Colt McCoy?
Former Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar making his regular visit here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, in terms of the Bengals quarterbacking situation, Andy Dalton, the rookie. Now, we talk about Colt McCoy, and yeah, it's not like we're talking about some grizzled guy. He's a player entering just his second season and his first full year as a starter. But with Dalton as a rookie who had no benefit of off-season work with coaches, just how difficult a task does he face stepping into Cleveland Browns Stadium, a fired up home crowd on opening day?
He faces as challenging to more challenging a task than what we've been talking about through the offseason and training camp with the Browns. New offensive coordinator, John Gruden's brother, Jay. He's never been a coordinator in the NFL, so hasn't called plays in the NFL. A new system in Cincinnati. All new receivers. Terrell Owens. Ocho Cinco's gone. Benson just had his issues down in Texas, was released from jail, but he will be able to play. But, you know, that's not the everyday norm, getting ready for your first game. So Andy Dalton's a rookie. There's all kinds of negative things going on in Cincinnati for them. So this is, and then going on the road for this home crowd, this is a very challenging task for a young quarterback and this team right now. It's a good time to catch him.
We talked with Sam Weish on the show last night, Bernie. He was talking about just the little subtleties that a quarterback probably doesn't see or know as a rookie. He used as an example, just for instance, second nature, looking at the posture of a cornerback when he's, you know, bent at the waist, more of a zone coverage look than bent at the knees where he's getting ready to sprint in man coverage. That those are the things that are second nature to a veteran quarterback, but when you're first starting out, these are things that you're still not sure of.
Yeah, and you could carry that over from the cornerbacks to the safeties in particular, because a lot of times as a young quarterback, you're really just worried about where's the 30-second clock? Are my guys lined up? Am I getting the ball snapped in time? What's my read, hots, and progressions? As opposed to those little details of, hey, are the is the weak safety at 7 or 8 yards tending towards blitz, or is he back at 11 and 12 and standing more upright? There's all kinds of those little tricks of the trade that as a rookie and a first game of the season starting rookie is very almost impossible to expect or to think that a young man like that is going to be able to do that that early in his career. Absolutely correct.
Speaking of youth, we have this question that came to us via our text messaging in the Ask Vic mailbox here. Bernie wanted to know if we agreed with the young guy, fresh legs approach compared to, you know, being better than the rusty veteran approach. The Browns, as you know, have a roster now with 9 players 30 years or older, exactly half of that number that they had a year ago. The Bengals have 3 rookies starting on their offense, actually, for the first time since on opening day, for the first time since 69. So it's not like they're the grizzled team either. But long-term picture in this season, is youth going to serve the Browns well?
Well, I do think the league is definitely moving more towards youth. And the fresh legs thing, I don't think it's that big a deal early in the season. I do think as the season wears on and the younger guys have a tendency to stay fresher, maybe longer. But in terms of the league, that's one of the benefits or one of the things from, the drug testing and the steroid stuff is the league does a really good job of that. And guys now who maybe used to have to cheat to stay in the league aren't really able to anymore, and that kind of levels the playing field, and it makes for the young guys who are able to maybe put their bodies through a little more than guys who start getting up into their 30s. So that's definitely going to be, a trend that's going to continue in the NFL.
Remember, folks, you can text us at 78307. Listen for your answers. Bern, one thing before we let you go. You had a very moving experience this week. You were in Joplin, Missouri, of course, the site of so much tragedy when the tornadoes ripped through there this summer. And you were there to talk with the Joplin Eagles high school team. It's going to be part of a piece that's going to air on ESPN in the not too distant future. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, yesterday, you know, I've gone through some issues. We all have had some personal issues or professional issues in life. And I was in Joplin, Missouri yesterday, and to see firsthand, and I was there, really just there to help out and make some contributions charity-wise to their school was hit by this tornado, their city was, and to see firsthand the level of destruction and tragedy that happened. I met a young man on the football team who was captain of the football team, and they're going to use it on ESPN Outside the Lines, but he severed his spine, had to get like 4 or 5 surgeries. He was in a coma for a week or two. When he came out of a coma, he had found out that his sibling and brother and mother and father had passed away, and all that was left from his family was him and his 19-year-old sister. I heard like 7 or 8 stories of that magnitude yesterday, and it just was unbelievably powerful and sad to see these people and this community and these young men, what they're going through, and to see them still playing football and trying to get by, and the kind of the sanctity and that football brings, and the family and the way it brings things together. I was just really proud and inspired to be there yesterday and be in a small way, be a part of trying to help these people kind of get their lives back together again.
God bless you for doing that, Bernie. We look forward to seeing you Sunday at the stadium, my man.
Sounds good. Be down there Sunday. Go Browns.
All right. Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback, making his regular appearance with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up, the roundtable. You are going to want to hear this. Jimmy Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available. USA Fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Get ready. They're coming live. Earth, Wind, and Fire. 40th Anniversary World Tour with the Akron Symphony Orchestra. Featuring The Element, Philip Bailey, Bertine White, and Ralph Johnson. Earth, Wind, and Fire. September 14th at Akron Civic Theater. Don't miss it. Tickets are on sale now. At the Akron Civic Box Office, akroncivic.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Don't miss the Cleveland Classic presented by McDonald's on September 10th when Central State University will battle North Carolina Central University at Cleveland Brown Stadium. The Cleveland Classic is more than just a football game. It's an entire weekend of events and festivities for all ages, including a college readiness fair presented by College Now, the PNC Greek Step Show, free tailgate party presented by University Hospitals, and the Key Bank Halftime Show. Learn more by visiting ClevelandClassicFootball.com today.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the safe driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The phenomenally humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Tune in to ESPN 850 WKNR weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford with Vic Carucci. Browns versus Dolphins, September 25th. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at clevelandbrowns.com today. The Cleveland Browns and ESPN Cleveland. It's always football season.
Download Misty's Freedom Child on iTunes and hear a sneak preview of the song every Friday at 1:30.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present from The Tonight Show and Late Night with David Letterman, stand-up comedian Mitch Patel. Come see Mitch Patel this Thursday through Sunday at The Improv, located right next to Shooters on the west bank of the Flats. Mitch Patel, his DVDs, Muffins and Miniskirts, and Super Retardo sold over 4 million copies. Mitch Patel, you've seen him on Comedy Central Presents and The Howard Stern Show. Now come see him live and in person at The Improv. Call 696-IMPROV. That's 696-4677 for tickets to see the hilariously funny Mitch Patel.
We thank you so much for spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, do not fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months. And you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Well, we're excited to kick off our roundtable portion of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and so pleased and honored to be joined by the one and only Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. Jim,
thank you, Vic. It's great to be here.
It is wonderful to have you. I can't begin to tell you that. Doug Deacon,
Glad to be here and glad to have Jim here. And Tom Withers.
I'm not sure I belong at this table, but I'll sit here for a while.
Tommy from the Associated Press and, of course, the broadcast team of Donovan and Deacon. All right, guys, the season opener Sunday. How ready is this young team, coached by a first-year coach, Jimmy, to get it underway?
Well, I'll tell you, Vic, watching them in the preseason, I thought they were ready to go in the Green Bay game. I wish that had been the opener. They really looked ready, which was amazing how little time they had. And then I think they took the path that a lot of teams take. They played a lot of people, and so you're left with the preseason saying, all right, they went 1-3, and you know, there were times in Philadelphia they didn't look competitive. The Chicago game was a wash away.
Right.
But early against Detroit, and I thought all night against Green Bay, against quality opponents, I thought they looked pretty ready to go, and I'm sure that he's got them ready to go, and I'm sure he's ready to go for Sunday.
What are your impressions of he's been in this league a long time, but Pat Shurmur as a head coach?
Well, I think number one, I think even though he's calling his own plays, I think that he distributes very well to the rest of his staff. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think Dick Geron's running the defense. I think the special teams there are being handled by Chris Tabor. I think that everything is being done by those guys. And I think a lot of times a first-year head coach tries to take on way too much. Chris Palmer took on way too much. Yeah. Butch Davis took on way too much, just to use examples in Cleveland. But I think Pat is staying with what he knows that he's best at, and that's offense and working with this young quarterback.
Tommy, your observations of that?
You know, I've been really impressed with him. I think it's, you know, especially after watching the Packers and the Saints go at it last night, I think having an offensive-minded coach, that's the time to do that here in Cleveland. And I've just been impressed with Pat's professionalism across the board. Not knocking any of the previous regimes, but just everything's moved very streamlined, and there's just been an efficiency of practice, and just the way the locker room is seems to be managed right now. And I'm impressed with the guy. Things could change on Monday. You know, right. we've seen that happen in the past, but you know, we begin a new era, and I think for the first time in a while, they got the right guy in place.
Doug, I'm struck by a sense of calmness that is there. I've really not seen the guy, and I knew him years ago as an assistant coach. I have not seen the guy alter from what I knew him of before in terms of personality. Now, having played in the league as long as you did, and for different coaches, different personalities, how important is it when the head guy does have that calm demeanor? How much of that truly affects players?
Well, I think what a player wants is somebody that's consistent, you know, somebody that you know which way he's going to be. And, you know, Pat, we all know him as the nice guy, but there's times that, you know, he'll jump down some people's throat if it's necessary. But as long as you treat everybody the same and you're consistent in the way you handle yourself, and, you know, Pat is just what you see is what you get. He's a real guy. And if I was a player, I'd say, give me a contract. I'll play for him any day.
You know, as we look at this game, and I've heard it said now many times by many people, nationally and locally, got to win this first one. I mean, the way the schedule's set up, got to win this first one. It's such an opportunity. Rookie quarterback coming to town, and you got to get this thing off to a great start. And the schedule's setting up so well. And then there's that scary notion, Jimmy, that when you're thinking like that, it's like you're setting yourself up. You just can't think like that.
You're right. And the only thing that keeps knocking on the door here, Vic, around Cleveland, and certainly here at Lou Groza Boulevard, is that in the past we have seen 0-1 become 0-3 so quickly because you put so much into the first game. So I think last year when everyone thought, boy, you got a really good chance of going down and beating Tampa down in Tampa, and you're leading going into the fourth quarter but can't, you know, finish it off, and you let them hang around and they beat you, and then suddenly you're 0-3,
right.
You know, and you're in a big, big hole at that point. So I think that's the worry and the pressure on this first game, that at least with this organization and this franchise in the past, this opening game has led to a real pitfall.
You're exactly right, Jimmy. And I tell you what, you know, this being a division game as well, and in talking to a couple of the players today in the locker room, and Doug can speak to this much better than any of us can, there's just, if they get that first win under their belt, there's a buying in that goes on then, that, you know what, everything that's been drilling into our heads for weeks here in camp, you know, it's working.
Right.
We've got to win. It's a division game. We're on our way. And I think with a brand new coaching staff as well, it's just vital to get that first win and get momentum going in the right direction.
You know, and Tom makes a great point, Doug, about that in terms of momentum and what what it would mean, I guess, to this club, especially the buy-in to a program. We're still very early. This is only the beginning of year two of Mike Holmgren's vision for this team.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, the fact you got so many people speaking the same language now, it should make it a lot easier. I mean, you've got a lot of eyes out there that have all been through the West Coast offense, and I think when they put a game plan together, everybody, you know, from the president to the, you know, GM, they all understand what they're trying to accomplish. And I think, you know, last year, you know, sometimes because of personnel and sometimes because of philosophy, I don't know if the game plans were always something that everybody, you know, accepted as this is the way we should attack it. But with that said, you know, Cincinnati's a good football team. They're better than their 4-11 last year.
The Bengals are starting three rookies on offense now on opening day for the first time since 1969, knowing that one of those rookies, of course, is their quarterback, and you think about the fact that Andy Dalton comes into Cleveland Brown Stadium, 9/11. Crowds stoked up, the patriotism, everything, Jimmy. I would think that you got to feel a little overwhelmed if you're human.
Yeah, I would, and I think that I'm sure that Jay Gruden probably feels that way as the offensive coordinator coming in.
Yeah, first time for him as a.
That's why I would think that he's got to put the game in the running backs' hands early in the ball game, and probably give Dalton some safe throws. But I would think that if the Browns could control the run, which they had a lot of trouble down last December, Doug, in that game down at Paul Brown Stadium when Benson hit them for 150 and Bernard Scott hit them for 40 in that game, they almost ran for 200, and they couldn't get off the field defensively. I would think they would want to make it a simple game plan for him. But you're right. I would think that that would be an overwhelming thing, although he's won a ton of games college career.
He's the new Colt McCoy. He's the same exact guy.
And you hear about the ice water in the veins. Yeah. And he's kind of, all right, here's another stat to throw out there while we're throwing stats. Since 1970, only four rookie quarterbacks have won an opening game on opening day. They are Joe Ferguson, formerly of the Bills, John Elway, Chris Wienke, and Mark Sanchez.
Yep.
You've done your homework, too. I knew you had this. What do you think about that? I mean, what does that mean? Does it mean anything?
Well, yeah, it means that it's a tough thing to do. I mean, first off, the speed of the game from an exhibition game to a regular season game increases. And I don't think a lot of these guys, you know, realize it. And, you know, when you talk about having three rookies starting, they're going to notice a difference. I mean, even when you go from the regular season to the playoffs, the intensity increases then, too. Mm. So, you know, the mistakes, you know, the quick thinking, everything. Now, what position that they're starting at? Okay, when you're starting a quarterback, that's a pretty, you know, important position. Now, if you're a guard, you can get away with it. But if you're a quarterback, there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I that's the thing that keeps coming back to me. And while we're on quarterbacks and pressure, Colt McCoy, this is his first full season as a starter. So yes, he's got more experience than the other kid. But, Tom, he can't go into this feeling like he's 10-year pro.
Yeah,
here.
You know, to use a baseball metaphor, I'm not sure he had enough at-bats last year to qualify for Rookie of the Year. I mean, he's still regarded as a rookie in some circles. So I'll tell you what, though, Vic, I've been very impressed, much like with Coach Shurmur, I've been very impressed with Colt McCoy and just the leadership qualities he showed. You know, it really seems to be his team. He's taken ownership of it. He was told in the offseason that this is your team, Colt, and take it as far as you want to take it. So the organization seems to be all in with Colt. And, you know, I really liked what I've seen so far from him.
And, you know, remember where he cut his teeth. I mean, he cut his teeth in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field for his first start last year. And then the second week, it was just an easy boat ride down to New Orleans to play the defending
New England
Bowl
the week after that.
New England and the Jets. Yeah, right. So, I mean, he almost gets two games for every one of those starts, I think.
Well, he had Murderer's Row off
sure
the start.
That's as tough a start. You know, starting docket of games that I think a rookie quarterback would ever make.
Those 220 attempts he had last year puts him way ahead of Dalton in that regards because he has, you know, been there and done it. And the fact that he's, you know, going to be at home, I think that really helps because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you got a quarterback coming in competing with the noise. And on opening day, the noise is pretty good at that stadium.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that jumped out at me about last night's game, Green Bay and the Saints, was the simplicity, I thought. It didn't look like either team was doing a whole lot that was complicated, and for obvious reasons. You didn't have that offseason to work on it, Jim. And I just wonder if that what we saw last night could be that set the trend for what we'll see at least for the early part of the season in simplicity.
Vic, I'll tell you, both teams were pretty simple and simple to solve on defense. I mean,
yeah.
Both teams really got picked apart. Now, both of those teams are the masters of what they do offensively. I mean, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers knows that offense as well as the great quarterbacks that played in that offense before
sure,
him.
Sure.
And Breeze is tremendous, too. So, I mean, I really think offensively, you know, you could see some pretty high-scoring games around the NFL. Witness what happened last night. I don't know that anyone expected that amount of points.
I kept saying, sorry to interrupt, I kept saying, what's the rush here? What's the hurry? It seemed like they were in the no huddle and the 2-minute offense
right.
from the opening gun. So it was a high-paced, quick game, a lot of scoring, fun to watch.
Well, usually in the beginning of the season, you always hear the adage that, you know, the defense is ahead of the offense.
Yeah.
That wasn't so bad.
No,
not at
all.
No.
The defenses didn't show up. They didn't let them in the stadium.
No, I think, we saw the importance of running the football, especially when you're looking at New Orleans last night.
Which brings me to this. As we look at these two offensive lines, a lot has been said about the left guard situation of the Browns, quite for obvious reasons. You take an Eric Steinbach out of there and you put a Jason Pinkston in, and that has, I call it the hand-wringing meter, because if anything's causing hands to ring a lot around Cleveland, that's it. Can he hold up? But I guess my first thought there is he is between Joe Thomas and Alex Mack. Doesn't that to some extent mitigate that?
Well, I'd have to go to the offensive line.
The resident lineman in the room.
I mean, I remember when LaValle finally started last year, because Sean LaValle was going to start on opening day but got a high ankle sprain the week of the opener against Tampa. So then he sat, but I can remember he went down to Jacksonville and he started that game down there, and he had a tough day that day. And after the game, he just said, it was so loud. I just remember being so loud. But I don't, how will this kid do with the two vets around him?
The fact that you have the vets around you probably isn't as important as the fact that you're not playing in space. You know, if you're starting as a tackle where you've got to play out in space, that's much tougher. I mean, a lot of times, and I think they did with Cody Rison when he was a rookie, they started him as a guard and then worked him out to tackle. But when you have people on both sides, it makes your job a little easier, because, you know, you don't have the option where the guy can go three different ways on you.
Right.
Let's be honest, though. He's not going to replace Eric Steinbach, who I think you can make a pretty good argument was the best offensive lineman the Browns had last year. So,
you're right, Tom.
That's going to hurt the running game. I thought especially in a lot of those sweeps the Browns ran to the left side, Hillis got behind Steinbach pulling, and that was what he did really well was his mobility getting outside.
When you talk with the players, when you're around the team, and as we all are, but Tom, do you get the impression that that there's a confidence level in the guy from others, and what's your read on Jason?
In Jason in particular, especially when Eric went out a few weeks ago, I made it a point to go up to Joe Thomas after that practice and say, what do you think of this kid? And he said, Tom, he says, over the last couple of years, not that Joe's been in the league for 10 years, but he said, normally I see a rookie kind of hit that wall and not progress, and he says, I'm seeing this kid really makes strides every day. So I think there is a comfort factor. I think like Deke says, you can protect him a little bit better. It's not like, it's not baseball where the ball's going to find the new guy out there. So I think there's ways of protecting him a little bit.
Well, the problem, becomes you got Pashos, who's kind of banged up on the other side. And so, ideally, maybe you would like to have more experience at the position than the opener, but you also have to have that backup in case Pashos, can't answer the bell. And you can always slide your protection, one way. And you always hear about shutdown corners. Well, you got a shutdown tackle in Joe Thomas, so you can always help on the other side.
When I look at this Bengals defensive front, Robert Gathers, Damata Pika, Pico, Atkins, Johnson, this is a big physical defensive line. Is the Browns offensive line, youth or not at left guard, is it equipped to handle what I would anticipate a pretty physical approach from this defensive front of Cincinnati?
I think you really brought up a very valid point going into the game. This is a really good defensive front. It's a young defensive front, too, that they've built. And if this kid Dunlap, is able to go too, he had 9.5 sacks last year. They're big, they're rangy, they knock down a lot of balls. So, that is going to be an interesting battle, and to see how the Browns offensive line can do against them. But that is a very good front four that you hear really nothing about because it's the Bengals, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you what, I think they're a little bit better as a whole than a lot of people are saying. I mean, there's some pundits that are saying this might be an 0-16 team. And as you've seen in the past, yeah, when Marvin Lewis teams have been, you know, knocked down like that, they usually respond pretty well.
That scares me. The thought of that, especially going into this game. But I talking with Jeff Hobson from CincinnatiBengals.com, he said it's amazing how quick, nationally, how many people are saying this is the bottom team, this is the 32nd team in the league. And he said, you have Buffalo out there, you have, you know, some other teams out there that have their share of struggles. Why are the Bengals at the bottom of everyone's list? I think it has a lot to do with the fact that they're not starting Carson Palmer. Mm-hmm. I think it has to do with the fact that two very prominent names in Chad Ochocinco and Terrell Owens are gone from that offense, but they still got Cedric Benson and they still can run the football, and this defense is a well-coached, you know, difficult defense to solve.
Well, if you go through the roster and you look at the number of former number one draft picks on that roster, mm-hmm, they're loaded with a lot. I mean, both cornerbacks are number ones. The safety, the one was a number one. One linebacker was a number one pick. You go on the offensive side, you've got a tackle that's finally turned a corner after 3 years of sitting there in Smith. Mm-hmm. He was a number one. Benson was a number one.
Yeah.
So they've got some talented players. Now, you know, the question is, you know, it's been a circus down there.
Every conversation that I start with, DeQuell Jackson is the cattle. It can be a playmaker. He's in the right fit. Starts with that, and then, but can he stay healthy?
Well, that's a big but, because he was really starting to play well. He was on the verge of getting a nice big contract, I think, when he got the first pectoral tear and got knocked out for the entire season. And then that was a pretty sad night here that summer night a season ago when he went out in training camp. So that's a big but. So, you know, hopefully he can stay in there, because when he did play, he was really starting to play well and make a name for himself. And then, of course, he's lost two seasons. So I know the fire's there, but you just hope everything stays together.
Yeah, and much as we talk about Colt McCoy being perfectly suited for this West Coast offense, this 4-3 defense seems to be perfectly suited for a guy like DeQuell Jackson. Right. And Scott Fujita, by the way, who I think could have a big year this year.
How about Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard, Doug? While we're talking about, you know, rookies and how are they going to handle the bigness of a first game, those two kids certainly didn't look like it was too big for them in the preseason, but Sunday's going to be a different story.
Yeah, but with the suspension of Bobby Williams, you know, one of them's going to get a rookie.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a plus. And I think we saw in Philly, you know, Phil Taylor going against a couple rookies had a pretty good game. So, you know, that part. Now, Sheer, I mean, I think he's going to find that it's a little different game than what he saw in the exhibition game. But as long as he plays hard, you know, that's all Dick Geron really wants. And, you know, limit the mental mistakes and don't try to do too much. Play within the concept.
You know, I liked what Geron said about Sheard in the press conference, that, yeah, he does run by things sometimes. But the fact that he's running you know, making plays, he's probably going to slow down just a little bit and be able to read it as time goes on.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of good, you know, starting blocks for him.
I agree with you. I think there's a little bit of a byproduct, too, of those guys playing alongside Ruben up front, whose motor just never stops. In fact, I asked Phil Taylor about that yesterday. You know, what have you learned from this guy? He says, I've learned you got to keep it going, but that guy makes me tired. So,
and we think of, you know, when we think of this team, this Browns team, and a year ago this time, no one was having a Peyton Hillis conversation. No one was saying, oh, yeah, that's the guy who's going to end up on the Madden cover.
We were all mourning the fact that Hardesty had gone down in that preseason game.
No, he was the guy that fumbled the opening kickoff when we played him. That's what he was.
That's right. You did that out in Denver.
So, to me, this also, Sunday is also about, I think, Peyton Hillis's chance to begin the establishing that 2010 was no fluke.
Well, and that's going to be interesting, Vic, because I was wondering what the blend will be here as far as pass versus run. And I know they seem to throw it a lot in the preseason, but I think when you and I were talking, Doug, you felt that was because they really had to get their timing down in their passing game. So, you know, I'll buy that, but I'm wondering, you know, what will be the breakdown ratio, pass versus run, and how that will affect a guy like Hillis. And if Hardesty can play, you know, how is that going to take some of the handoffs away?
Well, you were talking about, you know, the Philadelphia game and how it looked like maybe we were overmatched. But I think part of that was the fact that we didn't run the ball a lot. The three times Hillis ran, it was very effective.
Yeah.
But when you don't run the ball, you know, those defensive linemen can tee off, and the quarterbacks didn't have a lot of time because they didn't have to really honor the run.
Guys, love this. This is going to be fun to do this every week. We're going to gather again on Monday. We'll give out some game balls and take a look back at what happened against Cincinnati. Thank you so much. Jimmy Donovan, great to have you back again. And Doug Deacon with us and Tom Withers, the panel. And we will reconvene on Monday. All right, much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Yes! Football season is finally here, and FanDuel.com is offering $10 million in instant fantasy football cash payouts. I repeat, $10 million in instant fantasy football cash payouts. Just go to FanDuel.com right now to enter. But hurry, because the season is here, and this is a limited-time offer. If you think regular fantasy football is fun, you're going to love the extreme excitement and huge cash payouts of FanDuel.com's weekly fantasy football league. Pick a whole new team and win major cash instantly every week. Yes, it's the whole season in 1 week with instant payouts every Monday. Having money on the line every single week and a new fantasy team every single week will take your fantasy football excitement way off the charts. $10 million is up for grabs. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the promo code 2525. But hurry, because football season is here, and this amazing deal won't last long. The only way to get in on the fantasy football fun and take your piece of those $10 million in weekly fantasy football payouts is to go to FanDuel.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the promo code 2525. That's FanDuel.com, promo code 2525.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Cleveland Browns single-game tickets are going fast, so purchase yours before it's too late, including the upcoming Browns Dolphins matchup on Sunday, September 25th at 1 p.m., presented by the Cleveland Clinic. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And we encourage you to get on over to the tailgate party at PNC Bank Branch in Strongsville. Get over there. It's complimentary food and beverages, Browns games, activities. You got it till 7:30 tonight. They're having a great time. Also, real quick, Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week, St. Ignatius and Menor. Okay, you want to check that one out, and it's on tonight. ESPN 850 carrying the game. Fans can log on, vote for their Browns Game of the Week on clevelandbrowns.com. Do that tomorrow morning, and you get a complete recap of the action as well. Time to have our weekly fantasy segment, and joining us from NFL Network is their fantasy editor, Michael Fabiano. Michael, welcome to the show.
Vic, it's great to be on with you, my friend.
Let's start with last night. The season opens with two very high-scoring teams. I'm thinking if you had pretty much anybody in the passing realm, at least, of the Packers and the Saints, you did pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, if you drafted Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees, you are really liking life right now in your fantasy league. Even the wide receivers, I mean, Devery Henderson had a very solid game. Robert Meacham, who could be a guy who's going to be very popular on the waiver wire coming up because Lance Moore didn't play. He's injured. The one caveat with the Saints wide receivers and the receiver as a whole, even the tight ends, is you're going to see very inconsistent production that happens year in and year out. Drew Brees is going to throw the ball to the guy who's open. And last night just happened to be a game where everyone went off because it was such a high-scoring game. But it was good to see so many points because fantasy owners love it when the scoreboard is light up, and really between those two teams, tons of fantasy points. The big point, though, I think for the Saints is that we saw roles in the backfield as well. This is going to be a backfield by committee. Mark Ingram is going to see goal line work. Unfortunately, even though he was in that role last year, he didn't cash in at the end of the game to try and tie it. But he is going to be the goal line back. Pierre Thomas seems to be the guy who is a little bit on the outside looking in. And Darren Sproles, I mean, if you played him last night in a PPR league or in a league where you get points for return yards and touchdowns, you're looking like a genius right now, Vic, because he had a great game.
Do we read much into the fact that there was that much offense, knowing, too, of course, that it's Green Bay and New Orleans, teams that are prone to score a lot of points?
Well, I mean, remember, you know, we endured a five-month lockout. There wasn't any OTAs. You know, teams got into things quickly during in a training camp in the preseason. And I think part of the reason, too, is, listen, the rules in the National Football League are geared towards scoring, and it's geared towards success at the quarterback position. So we saw that last night. Aaron Rodgers is not going to throw for that many yards and that many touchdowns every week. The same for Drew Brees. But it sure is nice, Vic, for fantasy owners when they do that. But, again, this game just had shootout written all over it. I mean, you've got Saints, you've got Packers, you've got all the weapons on a Thursday night opener, and the offenses certainly were ahead of the curve when compared to the defenses, that is for sure.
Peyton Manning undergoes neck surgery yesterday, going to be out for a while. How does this impact things from a fantasy standpoint, those people who would either have him already, or what do they do with him down the line?
Well, I'm one of those unfortunate people who does have Peyton Manning, and it was funny because I drafted him a couple of weeks ago in the fifth round and thinking, boy, I just got a steal. Well, now you have to really play the matchups. And the good thing is that I just mentioned it's a passing league. There are going to be matchups out there, Vic, that you can utilize at the quarterback position week in and week out until Manning comes back, and you know, we hope he does, but at this point I don't know how positive that looks. But for instance this week, Rex Grossman's got a great matchup against the Giants. Their pass defense was terrible last year, and they are riddled with injuries. Kyle Orton has a good matchup against the Raiders, who gave up a ton of fantasy points to quarterbacks last year, and that was with Nnamdi Asamoah back there. So there are going to be some matchups you can utilize. Mark Sanchez against the Cowboys. No Terrence Newman, and they were awful against the pass last year. So you can use the matchups and the waiver wire to help make up for the loss of Peyton Manning. You can't make up for the loss completely because we're talking about one of the greatest fantasy quarterbacks ever. But there are going to be some players out there that you can use to at least lighten the blow of Peyton Manning's absence.
Michael Fabiano, fantasy editor for NFL Network and NFL.com, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The abrupt release of David Garrard by the Jacksonville Jaguars, how disruptive is that to fantasy players, Michael?
I mean, Garrard wasn't a huge fantasy guy. He did have a career high in total touchdowns last year, but I think it's a trickle-down effect because Maurice Jones-Drew is now likely to really face a lot of stacked defensive fronts until Luke McCown or Blaine Gabbert really establishes himself under center, and I don't know if that's going to happen all year. So I think the yardage will be there for Jones-Drew. I don't know if the touchdowns will be. I believe he only scored 5 times last year, and I wouldn't see double-digit touchdowns from Jones-Drew this year. Maybe he scores somewhere between 6 and 8, but I think that's where it's going to hurt. The offense is not going to be as effective with a Luke McCown or a Blaine Gabbert, a rookie, as opposed to with David Garrard. Mercedes Lewis coming off of a 10-touchdown year in 2010. I didn't see him doing that again in 2011. So for me, it doesn't hurt his value that much because I didn't see him as anything more than really a low-end number one or a high-end number two in fantasy. I think this hurts Mike Thomas. You go from a guy who had developed a rapport with Garrard. He started to show flashes of potential last year with over 800 yards and 4 touchdowns, and then they released Mike Sims-Walker, so Thomas is now the guy. He's still going to see his targets, but now it's coming from a less reliable and a less experienced quarterback. And McCown's only had had 7 starts at the NFL level. So again, a trickle-down effect, and really, Vic, none of it's good.
When you talk about running backs as well, Arian Foster and his injury, how is that impacting things?
It's huge, because Arian was the number one guy in fantasy football last year in terms of points, and there's a little bit of confusion there, because Derek Ward is the number two guy on the depth chart. If Foster is out this weekend, then I think he starts, but is it a committee with Ben Tate, who clearly has more upside and clearly has had a better preseason than Derek Ward? I think both of these guys are going to be utilized maybe as flex starters if Foster is in fact inactive, and the matchup is great. The Colts haven't been able to stop the run for God knows how long. They've been just awful against the run, and we saw it in the preseason with Tim Hightower having a big game against him. So I think both of these guys, again, if Foster is out, potential flex starters, or if you're in a league with 12 or more teams, or you don't have backfield depth, because of the matchup, which is extremely favorable, and the fact that the Texans are not going to deviate from running the football, they're still going to run it. I think this is good news, though, in terms of Matt Schaub and Andre Johnson and Owen Daniels, because they don't have a Foster in there. That's going to open up a lot of passing lanes. These guys are really going to put up some good numbers. I think the Texans score a lot of points this weekend.
Michael, final thing here, key stardoms and key sit-ems.
We can go through per position. I just mentioned Matt Schaub. I like the matchup against the Colts, and Josh Freeman is also a good start this week at the quarterback position. Beanie Wells, who I think is going to have a breakout year against the Panthers, who were terrible against the run last year. I think you start Peyton Hillis. All Browns fans are going to love to hear that against the Bengals, who I think could be one of the worst teams in the league this year. Santonio Holmes against the Cowboys without Terrence Newman. Even if Mike Jenkins is on him, he's got the knee. So I really like Holmes' matchup. Kenny Britt against the Jaguars, another good matchup. I think he has a good season. To sit at the quarterback position, Joe Flacco against the Steelers. He's really been awful when it comes to matching up against the Steel Curtain. I don't like the matchup one bit. I'd be worried about Donovan McNabb against the Chargers and the defense that was number one last season in the National Football League. I know people can't sit Michael Turner, but be careful. That matchup is tough. The Bears allowed a 100-yard rusher at home last year, and they were second in the run defense. And another guy who really, to me, is someone who's a risky start all year long is Marshawn Lynch. Well known for that big run against the Saints last year, but it was really the only thing that he did the entire season. So I'd sit Marshawn Lynch. I'd also sit Sidney Rice there in Seattle. He's banged up. If he is active, don't love the matchup. And Austin Collie, and that's a trickle-down effect from Peyton Manning being out. I really think Peyton Manning helped make the fantasy value of Austin Collie and Pierre Garçon even greater than it really was. And without him and Kerry Collins under center, both of those guys lose a lot of their stock.
Great stuff, Michael. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that is Michael Fabiano, fantasy editor for NFL Network and NFL.com, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go along with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, "I love my windows." Back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And time to deliver the poll question results brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. You voted about how confident are you that the Browns will win their opening game. Very confident, somewhat, not very. 80% of you are very confident that the Browns will beat the Bengals. Hey, we cannot encourage enough. Get to the stadium early for Sunday's game. Get there early, folks, because 12:30, we want people there. The 9/11 tributes will be around the nation, and there'll be cut-ins on national television. We want Cleveland represented well for that, and also beat the traffic congestion going in. Great show. Enjoyed it. And we want to thank a lot of people. Bernie Kosar, great stuff. Jimmy Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, Michael Fabiano. We want to thank Jameer Howerton, Brett Reynolds, Kristen Ribelli, A.J. Zuppi. Great stuff from everybody.
Talk to you on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.